Good afternoon. My name is Sachiya Murashima. I'm a professor and chair of the community health nursing at the University of Tokyo, Japan. My presentation is Continuing Challenge Education for Sophisticated Public Health Nurse Practice in Japan. The purpose of the presentation: Master's education can provide in-depth experience with the quantitative and qualitative methods used to justify program innovation. Based on this idea, a new master's course program for public health nurses was created in 2006 at the University of Tokyo, Japan. The program has been designed to compensate for the weakness of public health nursing of nurses who got a license of public health nurse in a four-year program of a baccalaureate course. This presentation describes the impetus for this program and provides an example of its strong nursing and public health focus and practice that uses graduate-level coursework. Background: Public health nurses is a special license of the nursing profession in Japan. In Japan, almost 31,000 public health nurses work for municipalities and prefectures, as well as occupational health nursing. To be a public health nurse, 6 months additional training in public health is required above 3-year education for registered nurses, but such training is integrated in Bachelor of Science in Nursing. In universities, all students should be qualified to take the National License Examination of Public Health Nurse course, and do even if they have no interest in the public health nursing occupation. Nowadays, more than 91% of new public health nurses are graduated from BS programs. This creates a problem. Confusion caused by putting public health nurse training into basic nursing education. A. Basic nursing education as to foster understanding towards nursing and public health nursing practice for people in the community. Understanding of the diversity of nursing is community health nursing, I think. B. Education to train public health nurse who can take part in public health effort and health care welfare activities that are becoming more advanced and more complicated. Education that secures the quality of a public health nurse license focused on population. There is a difference between the two. Is this difference being acknowledged clearly? Is my issue. I'd like to introduce the course of study of the Master's Course Public Health Nurse Program at the University of Tokyo. As a 2-year master's course of the Graduate School of University of Tokyo, 30 credits and a master's thesis are required. Lecture courses include public health nursing, family nursing, health sociology, epidemiology, and biostatistics, etc. 3 practice courses are required. Practice A, continuing home visiting, is to visit the same clients more than 5 times and take care of the clients and the family, and find the change of their interaction. Practice B, community health nursing diagnosis and developing activity that builds on epidemiology and other public health tools, including visiting more than 20 cases to provide insight into culture, needs, patterns of life. Practice C, public health nursing administration to focus on mobilizing resources to meet needs. 7 students entered this program. The experience of one student will illustrate its characteristics and the public health nurse practice we seek to develop. Students are new public health nurse nurses who want to work as municipal public health nurse. Curriculum is on the slide. In the first year, students take lectures and three kinds of practices. And the second year, they write theses. I would like to introduce a student's example of Practice B, Community Health Nursing Diagnosis and Further Activities in Master's Course. Ms. Akiko Sekine, the first student, entered this course and finished the course in March 2008 and started to work as a public health nurse for a municipality of her hometown. She tried to evaluate the preventive activity circles for frail elders. This is the outline of Practice B. Through Practice B, community diagnosis and health planning, students come to understand residents' health behaviors and concerns and try to make a comprehensive health plan. These are based on epidemiology. Other public health tools and visits with more than 20 families that provide insight into culture, patterns of life, and needs. Goals are to discover the present conditions and characteristics of the community and identify its problems and to understand health activities for problem solving with community. Based on the community diagnosis to plan community health activities, time frame is 4 weeks in the community. After 4 weeks preparation, the place of the practice is Village S of her student's hometown. This is the scenery of Village S. The population is almost 6,000 persons. It's decreasing. Household is 1,700. It's decreasing. And the percent of 65 years old is 26.4%. It's increasing. Very rural area. This is the map of villages. She chose three communities as study communities, and community A, B, and C. Ms. Sekine did the things on the slide as practice B. 1. Preparation using community as partner model, which led to the theme of the practice, a circle for prevention of frail elders, and selection of three different communities in Village S. Data collection related to the circle through home visits, more than 21 cases, and interviews with circle supporters. Analyzed the data and got some picture. Such a process is a kind of evaluation of the circle, and the student recognized the difference among the communities and made a plan to each community with understanding the culture. Circle of the prevention for frail elders. In order to prevent deterioration of frail elders, public health nurses of Village S created the Circle of Prevention as a model project in 1997. Since 2005, volunteers, community members manage the circle in each community as supporters. To continue or discontinue the circle in each community depends on the supporters' motivation and interests. Among three communities, in two communities, in community A and B, the circle continues, but in another, community C, it discontinues. In A and B, activities such as generation interchange and gate ball of the old men's society occur. The evaluation points of the circle are, can the circle guarantee staying in the community, and can the circle prevent occurrence of the dementia? 1. Left side. After the circle in community C discontinued, the rate of staying in the community of the circles participants is less than those for A and B. 2. The right hand. In community C, the occurrence of dementia among the circle participants is higher than those for A and B. Thus, continuing the circle for frail elders prevent deterioration of elders and enables keeping them at home. As independent home visits to old elders, the student interviewed the elders to describe their day's activities and noted this pattern after categorizing the content. The record of daily activities showed that elders of A and B work at field, but elders of community C take tea break time 2.3 hours per day. By interview, participants and supporters in each community evaluated the circle in each community, talking pleasure and terrible things in the circle. Compared A and B, supporters of community C suffered from the elders' complaints to their daughters-in-law sometimes. At last, supporters gave up to take care of elderly circle and it discontinued in community C. By interview of the public health nurses of villages, the student evaluated the culture of communities and found that both community A and B were active and had good relationship with community members. But in community C, the relationship between family members, especially that between mothers and daughters-in-law, was not good. Such a bad relationship made the circle management difficult and the circle discontinued in community C. Students' findings and the proposition of measure through the practice. The student found that in community A and B, where a circle continued, the circle gave the place to exchange and meet friends and provide activity that might prevent elders from shutting themselves up and dementia onset or progression. The continuous participants in circle brought the effect to stay in the community to the participants. On the other hand, so the proposal for community A and B is to keep the circles. On the other hand, in community C, where the circle was discontinued, she found that supporters lost the motivation to continue the circle due to the participants' complaints. Supporters felt burdens managing the circle and stop it. After the circle discontinued, frail elders cannot find a place to visit and they use formal day service instead of informal services. As a proposal for community C, the student recommended to use tea time of custom in community C to promote interchange between generations. As the learning through the practice of community diagnosis, the student learned that the local history, culture, and customs influence the health issues of the residents. She searched the circle for frail elderly, both quantitatively and qualitatively, clarified its value. That is, she evaluated the project of the village. During the 4 weeks, 4 weeks practice, she encountered more than 20 inhabitants, talked with more than 120 inhabitants, and found that networking with residents widens the reach and possibilities of public health nursing activities. Public health nurse should create networking opportunities. She did more than 21 home visits independently and got confidence to do home visits. Through the practice of master course, students can practice more independently and learn the viewpoint that is necessary for public health nurses. We'd like to promote the master course education for public health nurses. We believe that such a course is needed to secure the quality of public health nurses. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's okay.